What's up, guys? This is Kenyo, this podcast, we're going to be talking about stereotyping accents and and other new stuff that we're doing. I'm a dipped owl, but I never quite lose. If we head south, never down with the blues. I'm too bright for that hue. Hashtag goals. This is Hashtag Goals, the podcast. This is Kenyo. Danielle's
here. Wait, what's Hashtag Goals?
Hashtag Goals for Millennials podcast. They millennials, they want to do a bunch of stuff, and we're just like
making we're helping them.
We're helping them by making a podcast.
So it's a fire-ass podcast.
Exactly. So I'm Kenyo here. Danielle's here. What up, Danielle?
What's up?
It's been a while since we came at you guys, but I want to let you know we are working hard behind the scenes. We have a video project called Who's Alina Estella that we did late last year. Danielle did the first episode of her show, Love at First Taste. And since then, we've been building different things. Danielle has danielle-victoria.com now. And I'm doing a million different things, and she's also doing more things with Project Forward, and that's interesting. Mm-hmm. And we're not obviously not out there. If you want to my YouTube channel, you guys saw we did a spicy noodle challenge mukbang.
Yeah,
all Danielle's idea because she's a mukbang fanatic.
I'm a mukbang person. I don't know. I just like YouTube trends, so I was looking for somebody that can bait into doing the spicy noodle challenge on camera, and Kenyo did it, and you'll have to go see it, because he did it with a Nigerian accent, which I thought was absolutely so funny. So yeah, go watch it. It's on Kenyo's YouTube page.
Yeah, and this episode's basically a mukbang, because we're eating Panda Express right now.
We're eating Panda Express. I'm feeling a little nauseous, so if I leave, I'm going to the restroom.
Your brother was supposed to be in this episode, too.
He was, too.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do a part of 0.5 to it.
Okay. Sorry, I'm being rude. I'm eating during a podcast. That should never be done. I apologize.
It's ASMR.
Yeah. But anyway, this episode, like I said, Texas accents as a stereotype.
Oh, yeah.
That's just like a starting off point to even just talk about.
I feel like the acid from the Panda Express and me trying to get like spicy about how mad I am about people stereotyping Texans is going to cause major heartburn.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Guys, I'm going to try to get this. This is the most ridiculous thing ever. Because I feel like the heartburn is just coming up. Anyways, today something really got me upset. There's this YouTuber, I'm not going to say his name, because that's just like, I guess, I've learned in podcasts, this is my first rodeo, kids. I've been on several podcasts, and so I won't say his name, so he doesn't come for me one day, but,
Say his name. This is a different kind of podcast. We're fully honest.
I'm not having,
Brennan Taylor.
Who?
What's his last name?
Who?
I know it's a YouTuber named Brennan. I don't know his last name.
So the guy, anyways, the person, whatever, he made this video about, he does like.
You don't want to get your brother?
No.
He's supposed to be on the podcast. You asked him.
I have heartburn, stop. Because okay. You only can have me for a little bit. See, this is the realest podcast you ever listen to, because if this heartburn doesn't stop, I'm going to be out of here.
Okay. Fine.
So the YouTuber does like best and worst review, and like from all the clues you can tell who it is, right? So like 1-star restaurants, 5-star restaurants, right? So you go to different, now he started this special on his YouTube channel where he's going to like different like states. He comes to Texas, where we are from Texas. I'm not going, we're from Texas, you know, that's what y'all want me to say. I'm from Texas. Kenyo's from California, but he lives in Texas, so he's a Texan. So basically, this is the we're going to go try the worst reviewed barbecue in Texas, which I was like, okay, not a bad concept. There's been some bad barbecue spots that I've been to in Texas, like, of course. So as I watched the video, I realized these two, it's him and his brother, these two guys are idiots, because first of all, the place they picked was actually a buffet, a Chinese buffet. You know how, like, you know, the Chinese buffet, they got American food, you know, they're eating Chinese food and like the little stuff. They had ribs, but they didn't have like brisket or anything like that. So They found a place that had one star. So they went there, and they picked that as the worst, you know, barbecue in Texas. I'm like, how can you pick a Chinese food buffet to be the worst barbecue in Texas when it's not a barbecue place? Chinese people don't even, if there's no barbecue pit involved, how can it be the worst? It's not barbecue.
Yeah. He didn't do it. You know, sometimes YouTubers, I feel like they don't do a good enough job of that kind of stuff. Also, I think that it brings up a really interesting issue. You know, I'm from California, and I still kind of, I said up until about a year ago, I would always say California is the center of culture because in a lot of ways I see.
No,
it's not. I mean, it is not the center of culture in that what they say is everyone does, but like in a lot of ways because between California and New York, fashion styles, like we kind of, I felt, I don't know if this is just me being snobby, but I do feel like there's stuff that like when you're in LA, like you hear about, you know, like you see Childish Gambino right when he starts rapping instead of like later on it gets bigger and it's cool, but you see like you see him when he's super, so you're kind of ahead of some curves, you know, because you're seeing certain people like around town. No, but he was just around LA doing, there's like he was doing improv, you know, like it was only like $2 to go see see Donald Glover. There's the whole UCB, like where these guys come from, and I'm sure New York is the same thing. Like I don't, you know, like when they have they have all the Broadway stuff, but they also have a lot of TV shows out there. And so, you know, they're just used to seeing people around town, and there's a lot of music out there. And Atlanta is barely getting there to where you would kind of say, you know, like they have some stuff going on, but they have some TV shows. They got Tyler Perry and they have music right now, but that's a pretty big deal because music is bigger than everything else, kind of. What do you think is bigger, movie star, music, rock star, or TV music star, or YouTuber?
You just said two things.
What did I say? I said music star. All right. Do you think film star, rock star, TV star, or influencer? What's the biggest right now? Or sports athlete?
The biggest right now.
Or politician?
I think it's Ryan Poppet. Influencers, because people are always on social media.
Woo! Influencers are bigger than everything else?
At the moment, like with the wave, yeah. Yeah, like, you know, like when you think about, like, you see, like, she's like JoJo Siwa. Like, this girl is like 16 years old, I don't know, 15 maybe. Like, her empire is so big. Look at Jake Paul, like, all this stuff. Like, this is like what regular people are buying. Like, yeah, like, music is influential, but right now we're not going out to buy CDs, right? So you're on YouTube, on Instagram, and every, you know, like, oh, hey, I'm sponsored by Coldest Water Bottle. This is the best water bottle for you to get. I bet their revenue is up right now. It's just like, it's what you see all the time. So right now,
taking a shot at some mukbangers right now?
Yeah.
Call them out. Who is it? Who are the mukbangers?
You want to call us mukbangers, but then I might
She's calling out Yummy Bites. She's calling out B Love. She's calling out Nikocado Avocado.
No, I like him. I like him.
Oh, you like him. Okay. Oh, so you don't like Yummy Bites or B Love.
Nick, I like you.
What about B Love? What are your honest thoughts? Let's get this on wax right now, since we're talking about influencers and how this relates to the conversation. Because this is the segment it relates to the conversation, yeah, because
influencers
are the best. But let's get to how. What do you think about B-Love?
He has
those are fortune cookies, guys.
Yeah, fortune cookies.
We're only going to do this podcast for like 3 more minutes. We're not going to torture you for like an hour of this. It's kind of just a casual. Hanging out with us time. Let us know what you think about the podcast, by the way. We want to hear back from you. Send us emails. You can email me.
Somebody's like, this is the.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. My fortune cookie just exploded.
Danielle crushed the fortune cookies and then she opened hers and threw it all over the floor. But it's not her fault.
What's your say?
You're always there for a friend in need.
Yeah, clearly, because I need help picking this up.
I try to be. I don't try that hard, though.
Mine says, your greatest asset is your positive perspective. So on that, what do I think about B-Love? I think that she's a content creator, and that's what her job is. So that's what I think.
You like how she lives her life, though? You like your video? You like her personality?
I like that she's a content creator, and that's what she
How about Yummy Bites? You were telling me that she was a good mom the other day?
I mean, I like, as well as her, I think that, I like that she is a content creator. That's all I can say about
this. Whoa, all this energy you have from them behind the scenes? But
I don't have energy. My smoke is the same smoke every time. So, yeah.
I'm shocked, y'all. Anyway, let's keep it buzzing.
That's when you know somebody's messy. That's got messy. You know, you want to hear some Texas and Louisiana? You're messy.
So you guys do have accents.
If you want to have an accent, I can have an accent. Hello, mate, you're messy. Been messy. I get whatever accent I want, but, like, in reality, Texans don't talk like, dun, 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 to the races. You know, like, we don't do that.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
when I was in California, I thought Texas was had tech, people from Texas had accents.
And horses, like, what are you talking about? We have Honda.
And then Civics. I went. You know what my first impression of Texas was? There was a convention that my church would go to. So I was in Dallas, and I flew into Dallas, and it kind of confirmed it. Like, all I remember was seeing a lot of people in cowboy boots in the airport. Oh, you know,
they're,
I think it was
probably
just like
one conviction as well.
It was probably like one group of people, and then I was like, yeah, I knew it, yeah. And then later on, I got
there's to, one person with boots on. I was like, oh, all right,
exactly. And then I went to McAllen, Texas, and I was like, but I should have just realized that that was just a small town. I was like, oh, Texas is an interesting place. They ain't got no good Levi.
They ain't got no phone. They ride horses to school and work. I'm like, where do the horses come in? Like, get real.
I don't know. But anyway, I think we'll end the podcast here. Basically, we're saying that
Stop hating on Texas.
Let's do other updates after this. But yeah, basically, stop hating on anywhere you don't know. Because people do the same thing with Africa. They do the same thing with other cities and other places.
Facts.
But also, if you're from a place, realize that, you know, hey, maybe some people don't know about you. That's why it's worth it for you to get out there. Talk about yourself. Keep following us as we continue our pursuit of hashtag goals. Right now, we're working on a lot of different stuff. And we're trying to build different things. We are trying to, we're doing this experiment. We're going to figure out, is this whole hashtag goals thing possible? Mm-hmm. Can two young, bustly millennials.
Bustly?
I think I've used that word twice this week and it doesn't mean anything. But bustly young millennials, can we break onto the scene and shake things up? Which, the answer is yes.
Yes.
Other updates. What's other new stuff that's going on?
Nothing.
She's eating Panda Express.
Nothing's going on. I mean, tomorrow, Nipsey Hussle's funeral.
You're working on a music video.
Oh, with me? Saturday. I said, you know, something about Nipsey Hussle's
funeral. Oh, no, yeah, I meant with you. We're doing plugs. Outro. Oh, we didn't get Suave Dosto in here. He's nearby. Hope you guys got his energy on
that. I did a different episode with him. With the same thing about Texans, but,
it's gonna be a series, the Texas series.
Yeah.
Stop. It might not be a series. We might not come back for another 2 months, so let's not get their hopes up.
Stop.
It's true. We're definitely coming back. It's just it might not be for 2 months.
I don't mean 2 months.
Probably not. Maybe not.
Sorry, I'm trying to shoot.
You tell us. If it's 2 months, then we'll see who's right.
Alright, so basically, we have stuff going on. Project Ford. Make sure you're into that. Working with Project for Kids, Project for Music. I'm working on a cookbook. And also, I'm working on being a bad bitch. Tatiana busted down. So, that's all I have.
Okay, that last bit. We just got that. Just cut that out.
Yep.
And then, me, what am I doing out here in the streets? You know, basic hustle man, real man, rude man. Catch him while you can, man.
Catch him while you can.
That's what they call
Dr.
me.
Dr. Alfori?
Dr. Alfori. Okay. Anyway, lots of new stuff. Go to kenyo.org. That's my website. That's where I want a bunch of people to go there. You know, like, I'm super into tracking website analytics. So, like, go there. I'll be able to see who goes there. I want to see how many visits I can get in a month. And I want you to go there and leave comments and check out the different articles and the links. I have everything that I do up there, from music to art, from hosting to television, from production to gardening. It's all on my website. So I can't tell you what I'm going to be in tomorrow because it's a million things. It's a million things. Someone asked me at my birthday, because I just turned 30. They asked me...
You're 30?
Yeah, I'm 30 years old.
What?
They asked me, they said to me, hey, Kenyo, what do you do? And, you know I just looked like a jerk, because I couldn't really give them an answer. Anyway.
Okay, so that's my answer that's, like, appropriate for, like, right now. Like, for the genre, I think that we're a human genre right now. Like, people listening to this podcast, millennials, we're in a genre of people right now, right? And people go to school, get a political science degree, art degree, theater degree, communications degree, and you don't work in that field, or the degree didn't do anything. And they're like, hey, what do you do? I can tell you a bunch of different shit. Like, I mean, I can say so many different things that I do. So to me, it's like, it's a hard question, because, like, you know, what they want you to say is, I'm a doctor, I'm a nurse, I'm a firefighter, I'm a police officer. Like, I can't do that. For me, I'm just like, I do this, and it's just like, and then they look confused, but I'm just like, that's what it is. Like, we're just a multi-occupational society right now.
That's amazing. And with that, let's end the podcast. What up, y'all? I'm Kenyo. Catch your boy at Kenyo HQ. And this is Danielle Victoria. You can catch her at Danny Vic. Peace, y'all. Thanks for listening. We hope that we touched you super well.
On some type of goal. Thank you for listening to the Hashtag Goals podcast hosted by me and Kenyo. If you have questions or you want a goal to be like addressed, make sure you hit us on our Instagrams, Facebooks, and Twitters.
See ya.